Monday, 18th September 1916, when the pipe was going good. The Atlanta Journal, Monday, 18th September 1916, page 6, column 3, Augusta Chronicle. The Chronicle had thought it was through with any further comment on the late lamented gubernatorial campaign in Georgia, but the following from a double-barreled editorial in yesterday's Atlanta Constitution, glibly entitled, "In Two States, a Strong Coincidence," compels us to take our pen in hand once more. Read it, ye good people of Georgia and South Carolina, and weep. Strikingly significant is the result of the primaries for governor in the two sister states, Georgia and South Carolina, on Tuesday. In both, the same principle was victorious: the endorsement of law and order, the approval of the principle of non-interference with the decrees of the courts, unless such interference is based upon newly discovered evidence that warrants executive clemency. Both South Carolina and Georgia returned the same verdict on this all-important, more than that, this fundamental issue, for it is an issue that strikes at the very hearthstones of the people. So, after all, as the proverb has it, human nature is much the same the world over. Take it where you will, a rule, a principle, a law, set up, established, enacted, are set apart in the public mind as things to be respected, adhered to, obeyed, as Georgians did in the case of Dorsey, and as South Carolina did in repudiating Blease. Once in a while, very seldom, the people may get off the track, but they always get back to it, and they stick and run there. It was a remarkable coincidence, the case of Georgia and South Carolina on Tuesday, and it wouldn't come amiss for some of our politicians, present and future, to paste it in their hats. Can you beat it? The triumph of Manning over Bleaseism in South Carolina, and the triumph of Watsonism in Georgia over Governor Harris and the conservative forces of the state meant the same thing. And it was written the day after the election, too, after everybody's head was cooler, and we had, all, had an opportunity to reason out the whys and wherefores of the so-called Dorsey victory with Watsonism and the Leo Frank case smeared all over it. In South Carolina, the Blease support came from exactly the same class of people who furnished the bulk, not all, of the Dorsey support in Georgia. Everybody knows this to be a fact. Denying it doesn't even fool yourself. But the esteemed Atlanta Constitution, in one of the few, if not the first, editorials that it has carried on the Dorsey campaign, goes into reverse gear and tries to back up the road instead of steering straight ahead. We could scarcely believe it when we read it, but there it is above read it for yourself. And if you don't say that it is the all-firedest, nerviest, double-back-action somersault, the most daring, devil-may-care political loop the loop, defying all the laws of gravity, equilibrium, and common sense, then we will hang a picture of Coley Blease and Uncle Nat Harris in the same frame, over our desk, and saluted every morning with "bad luck to you both," for our friend, Clark Howell, says you are off the same bolt.